And behemah lekorban, that a Jew was allowed to buy an animal from a goy and use it for a korban. Now, and it says clearly, v'yein chushin, you do not have to be afraid of this animal, loy mishum raveya, maybe the man, maybe raveya, they lived with him, loy mishum nirva, maybe they, raveya means they went into him, and nirva means they let the behemah come into them, loy mishum muksa, and not that maybe they set aside this animal to be for a tashmish of an avoid zara. It should be, the rest says, sheiktsu liyachdu la takruvais avodachovim. And they did not set this animal aside that it should be like a korban for the avoid zara. You don't have to be afraid of that. We'll soon see why not. For loy mishum nevet, you don't have to be afraid that maybe they worship, they bow down to this animal. Maybe they made this animal into an avoid zara.
Yeah.
Because if they did, these animals are possible for a korban. Ratap Rashi says, Titania Babakama, Min Abahema, the Pasuk says, for loy kol behema, not all animals are kosher for korban. Loy tiyas a roiva ves a nirva nirva. If a man, lady, live with the animal, it's possible. Then it says, Min Abakar, loy tiyas a neva, if they worshipped it. Min Atsoin, loy tiyas a muksa, an animal that was set aside to be brought for korban to avoid a zara. These animals are possible for korban. So it says here, if you buy a stam animal from a guy, the animal is muta for a korban. So the question is why? So much like this. Bishleim, I can understand, muksa v'nevad, you do not have to be afraid that maybe the guy used it for an avoid zara for takruvis. Why? Because in Misa, the Aktsayu, if it was true, that he really set it aside. Or else via Misa de Polche. It was really true that they bowed down and worshipped this animal. They would not go and sell it. Like for them, it's so choshev, it's an avoid zara, or it's a korban for their avoid zara. They would not go and sell it to a Jew, or sell it to anybody. So now that they're selling the animal, it must be that they did not worship this animal, or it's not a korban for their avoid zara. Therefore, it's okay. But you're telling me now, and then the Mishnah says, that you always have to be afraid that the goyim live with their animals. So how could you buy an animal off a goy and use it for korban? There's a psul roveya v'nirva. The animal is possible for korban. How can we bring it?
I think there's a difference.
Samarin says, like we had before, Omar Rav Tachlipa, Omar Rav Shela, Bar Rav Inoy, Mishmei the Rav, Tadavi Kecholvim Chasal Behemtoi, Shaloi Tiekar, that the goyim are afraid to live with their animals if it's in the keva, because they'll make the keva barren. She won't be able to have children. Couldn't have any offsprings. So therefore, goy is chaf not to live with his own animal, like we had before. To live with somebody else's animal doesn't bother them. Therefore, we cannot deposit our animals by them overnight, because it doesn't bother them to live with our animals. But their own animal that they own, they refrain from living with them, because it's shleitiyaka. So Moses says, okay, hot tenech nekevas. That's only if you want to buy in a cave a female animal off a guy. So there we have the chazaka, like he would not live with his own animal, not to ruin the animal. Okay, but zechora ma'ikel meima. What's going to be if you buy a male animal off the guy? So the male animal can't become an akara. If so, what stops the man from living with his zochar? Ma'ikel meima. So Amrav Kano hoyelu machisha the bosom. Mashma told me even a man would live with a male. He'll have like mishkav zocha with the animal. And Amrav Kano here hoyelu machisha the bosom. That means the men, they do not want to come into this harem because it hurts them. It's machish their own bosom. They would not do this. For a man to come into the male animal, that's a new svara. It's machish the bosom. So the kids are. I'm not sure. Yeah. What?
How about the zocher coming?
You elephant them, okay. So therefore, that's the answer. That they're choshed the revia, but on somebody else's animal, not their own animal. Not for zocher, not for nekeva. So Mar says, if so, elahod the tanya, that we learned. Loichin behema miroyish alahem. You're allowed to buy an animal off a shepherd from a guy, a guy is a shepherd, you can buy an animal off them. The question is again, why? For leches, let's be afraid. Maybe the shepherd lived with the animals. It's not his animal. What is he afraid of? So of course, like with somebody else's animal, so you have to be a choshed that the roya lived with the animals. So how can you buy the animal for a korban? Samar says also no. I'll tell you, roya shalehet misyara. The roi is also afraid of his master, like he knows the master may find out, catch him, what he did, and he ruined the animal, he made it an okor, or else he was machish the basar. So therefore the master would not pay him so much, so he's afraid of his master. So Mar says, so el hod the time of that we learned, a moisrin behema l'roi shalhen, a Jew is not allowed to give over his animal to a goyisha shepherd. We cannot give it to theirs. Question is, why not? Lema, why don't we say, what are we afraid of? If you give it to a roi shalhen, they'll live with our animals. But why? Why don't we say lema roi shalhen misiyara? Maybe you'll be afraid shema hefsitz charai. Like, why will she also be afraid to live with the animal? He'll realize that maybe the master would find out what happened, and we ruined the animal, he won't pay us so much. So it should be permissible to a Jew to give it to a goyisha or a roya. So Mara says, no, a difference like this. Inu diyadi bihadodi. A guy knows another guy that they all have shaykhah to mishkav behema. So therefore, Mr. C, the guy is afraid of his master if the master is the guy. Because he knows that his master also live with animals. So they know what it is. And they know that they ruin the animal. So the goyim know what happens if you live with the animal that you ruin it. So therefore, goyish roi is afraid of his master, the guy, that he knows what happened. But anan, but by Jews, the loyadinamu, we do not have this mishkav with animals. So therefore, the goyim think we do not know what happens to the animal if someone lives with him. Loy mirsasi, they will not be afraid to live with the Jewish animals. Therefore, it's also for a Jew to give his animal to a roya akum, because the roya akum will live with the animal, and he will not be afraid of the master. Now she says, "Inu diyad biyadodi chad bechavri di urchel mirvah." They know one another; they both live with the animals. Therefore, missus roya minay, the roya is afraid of his master. The mekra, because if he makes the kava on akara, margish of yichavim. For katovalei minay, the guy will realize it right away. And Amirashi says, the guy, the master, is afraid. He knows his worker may live with the animal. So he's always there to check him out. So the guy knows, the worker knows his master is checking him out. He'll be afraid. But by a Jew, that he thinks the Jew is not choshed for this, he won't come check me out. Here we have to be afraid. The guy Yisharoya will live with the animal. So if it's the lasa for us to give them an animal. Omar Rabbi says, Hainu di Amri Inshi, this is the famous statement that people say, Michtavo Gololi Bizoi, that the Michtav means the scratcher, what you just carve out something on a stone, is Rogla Bechavri Yodo, like they know one another and they're afraid of one another. Rashi says, Michtavo Gololi Bizo, Rogla Bechavri Yodo, means Michtav, Shekur and Gafriyo, when you scratch out, write something, Vishon Barzalu, Korea Bereshimeth Aglal Shayish. We have like a metal pen that could write in on marble. Kleimer, hashayish, marble. Shukosha, that's very hard. Yoram in amichtav, he's also afraid of the writer. Lefi shumakiboy, he knows what his job is. Here also, no matter how strong you are, if you know something is coming to get you, you become afraid of it. Here also, that this raya, he's afraid of his master. Since his master knows what he's doing, he's afraid of him. So more stuff like this. Ihochi, if so, zichorim minikevois loy nizvan. True. We should not buy a zochor animal from a nikeva, a goyisha lady. Why? Dechashinon dumamovale aleihu. We have to be afraid. Maybe she brings him onto her, then maybe she'll live with the animal.
Yeah.
And
now
she says,
yes, he is. Not the Ikum and not Kashbos.
Right, right.
Rashi Hoch is the Chorm in the Cave. But the Chorm in the Cave is the Lizvan, the Korban Hoyle, the Kashidim. You have like Ikum, like Kashbos. Why is it not Kashbos? Maybe the animal goes into a cave where there's no Kashbos. And it's only if the animal goes into a Zohar, it's Kashbos. But the animal goes into a cave, then there's no Kashbos.
Maybe.
And here he's saying that you should not be able to buy a zocher animal from an akeva. Because here, the only reason we said before zocher is muta, because it's chashbosa. So maybe chashbosa means the animal itself.
No.
So the animal has to come into a man, that's the chashbosa.
Yeah.
So the animal goes into an isha, I don't know why, there it's not so hard. There is no chashbosa. So the Moran says no. Kivon de nigri bo mirsasa, that the goyish ladies, they'll be afraid to live with their animals. Because if they live with their animals throughout the daytime, the animals will follow them wherever they go, like their mate, and they'll be embarrassed. So therefore they're embarrassed of this, that stops the ladies from living with their animals. Kivon de nigri bo mirsasa, since it goes after them. So Moran says, is so elo, ho de tani Rabbi Yosef, that's what Rabbi Yosef taught us. Our melosa, a widow, even a Jewish widow, loitar bikalbo, she's not allowed to raise a dog. For loitishrei bar beirav v'yishviza, she has a house or an inn, a talmud chacham, she not live there. She not live in the same house that a widow lives also. So a question like this. Bishleim abar beirav v'yizachshash of yichud of znus, maybe they live together. I shall be embarrassed about it. Sniyala, she knows he's a talmud chacham, he won't go tell anybody. So therefore she'll try and live with him. It doesn't bother her, he won't tell anybody. He'll be embarrassed also. So Sniyala, they keep it quiet, therefore there's nisa yichud here. Ela kalvo, but you tell by a dog, what's wrong that she should raise a dog? Kiva, the nigru bo, mirsasa. You're telling me a svara now that a lady would not live with her animal. Because if she lives with the animal will follow her around all day, and people will know why. So it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So why can't an almana, a widow, raise a dog? So Gemara says, no, a dog is different. An animal is one thing, and a dog is different. Why is a dog different? Kivon the chishad yalei, umtsa, umotsach abasrei. By a dog, the tev of a dog is, whoever feeds the dog, you throw him bones, he runs, he likes you.
Yeah.
Therefore, if this lady is going to walk down the street, and the dog will be following her, people will not think that she lived with the dog. They'll think, oh, she feeds the dog. It's the best friend. She feeds him. So therefore, it's also for an almana to raise a dog. We have to be afraid she'll live with the dog, and she won't be afraid of people. People say, hi, the master chabasri, you know why the dog is chasing, following this lady? Because of the bones, the food, the raw meat that she throws the dog. That's why it's also for an almana to raise a dog. However, by behemoth though, we say, there true a lady is afraid to live with an animal, because she'll be embarrassed, she'll be embarrassed from that. Therefore, it's mutter to buy a zochar from a nekeva. For the Morris now, nekeves, eitzel nekeves, my time loy miyachdinim. Where's the new question now? Okay, we understand why we could buy them from the goyim. We're allowed to buy behemoths from the goyim because from a man, he's afraid not to be ma'akar the animal or not to be ma'akash the basar. And from an akeva, from a lady, she would not live with her animals, she'll be embarrassed. So therefore, you're allowed to buy animals from the goyim. Now Mishnah says, though, we cannot be ma'akar, we cannot leave our animal overnight by the goyim. So the question is now, my time will let me... If a Jew has a female animal, why can he deposit it by a goyish inn if the innkeeper is a lady? What should we be afraid of? She's not going to live with the nekeva. She can't live with him. What she can do? What can she do? You know, what are we afraid of? So in such a case, it should be okay to leave your female animal by a female or by a lady. I'm a maruk for no. Amarukva barchom and nishtas mashmo, at all cases it's also. So Marit says, Amarukva barchom, bifnei, shoivde kichovim, mitsuyin eitzel, nishaych avreim. Even though she's a chvaisa widow, whatever she is, but she has boyfriends. And even if she'll be married, other boyfriends come to her also. By goyim go visit other wives. That's called shoivde kichovim, mitsuyin eitzel, nishaych avreim. Ulponim sometimes, sometimes the boyfriend comes to see his girlfriend, he won't find her. She's not home. She's not available.
Right.
Who's home? Her animal is there. The behemoth is there. Or Moitzah's the behemoth. And the man now will take and live with the animal. That's why it's also for a Jew to deposit a female animal by a female shiksa. Because he has to be afraid her boyfriend will live with the animal. That's the issa. Moitzah's behemoth arriva. Yeah. It's for kulachad gzeru. Mashman, this is shchiach. There's not something that doesn't happen. This is shchiach, it happens often. So therefore, you cannot deposit your animal by a goyish in, because you have to be afraid there are either ladies there or boyfriends there, and they may come to live with
it.
The boy is same. Another answer could be a filo moitza nami roiva. No, even if the guy finds his girlfriend there, after living with her, he'll go and live with the animal also. Mm-hmm. He'll do two jobs tonight. Filo moitza, even if he finds his girlfriend there, nami roiva. Still, if he sees now gishmak, a Jewish animal, as long as it belongs to a Jew, he loves it and he'll want to live with the animal. Sure. Why? Tiyom amar, we learned more in Gittin, we learned, chavivo aleyen behemtom shal Yisrael, the goyim love a Jewish animal more, yaisa, v'nishasayim, more than their own wives. A guy has a bigger time and will enjoy more to live with a Jewish animal more than their own wives. Therefore, even though the guy comes home now and finds his girlfriend there, so what, he'll still live with the Jewish animal.
They like our money.
How do I? Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Bishor Shebo Nochash, Achavo, when the Nochash lived with Chavo, came on home, Hito Bo Zuhamo, he put a special amount of Zuhamo lust, something disgusting, Zuhamo, inside Chavo. And that still remained with her, and therefore the Goyim have this. Therefore, when the Goyim live with their wives, they feel the Zuhamo, they feel there's something different. But Mashenkin, a Jew, will soon see does not have the Zuhamo. Therefore, they enjoy very much living with the Jews. If they can't get their wives, at least they'll try and get their animals. Marius. Because the Nochash put this Zuhamo into Chava. Now, Yehoch, you saw Yisrael Nami, so your whole Klai Yisrael came out of Chava also. So we also have the same Zuhamo. So why does a guy like us more than his own wife? The answer is Yisrael Shomdu al Har Sinai. The Jews that stood at Har Sinai, Poska Zumasim. Their Zuma went away from them. So you have to stand not only from them, but anything we own. If we own the dog, so the Zuma goes off the dog also. If you own the cow, the Zuma now goes off the cow.
Yeah.
Therefore, the Goyim like our animals better than their own wives, because their own wives still have the Zuma. But I think Yechovim. Shaloi Yomdu al Har Sinai, they did not stand by Har Sinai, Leposku Zomosom, their Zuhamo, this, whatever this is, the Zuhamo, this lost, this disgusting thing that came into them, did not leave them. So therefore, the Goyim would like to live with a Jewish lady, and if not a lady, with the behemoths, over their own wives. So therefore, you have to be afraid, that's why Mishnah says down, in all cases, it's also to deposit our animal by a Goy. Saying, what does faith mean in the Re? You can still hear though, but how does he know this? Like, you can ask the class a few questions. How does a guy know what Zuma means? He has a Zuma himself, why should it bother him? It's still not so simple. And, what? The Zuma went off.
When did it go off?
When did it become a gear? When did it become a gear? I don't know. They had the mile of Har Sinai. Their mazel was there. Oh, yeah. He boil you a question like this. He boil you. Oy, voice my. What's to leave by birds? You have a big bird. Can you leave a bird by a guy overnight or not? What's chickens? What's to buy oifis? Toshima, bring your proof. Even this is also. It's also to leave even a bird by a guy overnight. Tiom Rev Yudah Mashmuel. Mishum Rev Chanino. Ani Risi. I myself, I once saw. Oy, vekichavim, a guy. He bought a geese from the goose from the marketplace. Rova, he lived with it. Chonka, then he choked her. Sola, then he roasted her. The Yachl, then he ate her. That's a guy. That's what a guy did. The kid say he saw with his own eyes what a guy did. So nice, the loch with its also. The Umr of Yirmiya, Midifta. Anirisa, I saw something not exactly like this, but you can understand the same thing would apply. Anirisa, I once saw Arvi Yechot, thought he was an Arab. I once saw an Arab. Shelokach Yerech Manashuk. He went down to the marketplace and he bought a thigh of the animal. He bought a zaito, a side of the animal, a big piece of meat he bought. The Chokak boy hollowed out a little hole there, and the Kedera Via that he should put his Aver inside there, and he lived with a piece of meat there, he let out there with him. Rova, the Kedera Via Rova, he had Revia with this piece of meat. Solo, then he roasted it. Viochel, then he ate it. So, kids, you see, there's no limit to the guy and what they can do. Therefore, any type of meat, it's also to give to a guy. According to this, it should be us to sell. It should also be sell dead meat to a guy also.
Yeah.
This is not the issue reveal though. This would not be their shor mitzvah le'neich. It's just showing us though that they have no limits. So therefore, even a live animal, a bird, would be also to leave overnight by a guy.
Well, you put the
Ravina number.